Fairfax with West Healing America, where our answer today is military disabled by vaccination. My special guest is American hero Drew Raines. His website is the www.amd.elequity.com. And I'm going to be a guest on Drew's show again on May 15th, on May 22nd, and starting June 5th, I'll be on every other Friday as a regular guest host. And we're going to continue to wake up the military as to what they need to know, because, in fact, they are being taken out. As a matter of fact, Drew, I have in front of me an article published on November 16th of 2007. The title is 6,000 U.S. Veterans Killed Themselves in 2005. This comes from PrisonPlanet.com. And do you think it's any surprise that the military is killing themselves? Why is this happening? They are being injected and given mind control agents and other things of that nature to cause them to take themselves out. Because you see, folks, the military will protect us. They took an oath to protect the American public. That's why they're doing what they're doing. So that not only are they killing them with vaccines, but they're doing things to cause them to suicide themselves. 6,000 in 2005. That's more than actually died in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. People have to realize none of these things are happening by circumstance. This is intentional. Any comments, Drew?
Oh, you're right on point. I'm going to start with Marbury versus Madison, and the great Chief Justice Marshall made the comment that in that decision, a law repugnant to the Constitution is null and void, and that the courts are bound by the Constitution to enforce the constitutional rights, i.e. the oath that every man and woman in the military in any federal or state government job assumes a duty to the Constitution. Therefore, if there's a law out there like Title 50 that's void, that is against the rights that we the people have under liberty, that law is in violation of the Constitution. Therefore, it is null and void from its conception as if it was never written. And this is a problem that most Americans can't understand. And for Kenneth, we need, and I'm saying we, need to make copies of this Title 50 and Marbury versus Madison highlighting the Justice Marshall's comments and give it out to our friends, relatives, people we don't even know to show them what's happening, because 90% of Americans who are not listening to alternative radio, 80% of the people that are listening to alternative radio aren't listening to RBN, and they're not getting the full truth of what the meaning of Marbury versus Madison is, and the fact that Title 50 is repugnant to your rights, of specifically the Bill of Rights, and specifically Article 10, Article 4, Article 5, and Article 1, where you have a right of redress of grievance to the government and the sovereignty of your state. Those are the law, all these laws out here. And Kenneth was right on point. Obama is a puppet. He's not. The government is – all of us out here are complaining about the government. It's not the government, ladies and gentlemen. Telai's vision is giving you the impression that it's the government. It's not the government. It's the affluent, elitist, fascist, Stalinist, Maoist that are behind the scenes, over there under the curtain, that are pulling the wool over your eyes, that are controlling everybody, and these control elitists don't control 10 or 20 or 30 or even 535 congressmen and senators, 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices, the vice president, the president, and the cabinet members. They control 40, 50, even 70,000 Americans who are in government jobs.
Attention, an important product.
And we're back with West Healing America, where we're talking about military disabled by vaccinations that are waking up. Thanks to my special guest, Drew Raines, electronic engineer and U.S. Marine. And please tell the listeners, Drew, what you were telling me on the break.
I got a comment from Russia, some friends of mine over there, advising me that they're promoting in Simferpol Russia, Sochi Russia, Kazan Russia, to the public in the newspapers for the Russian people to go out and purchase colloidal silver generators or purchase colloidal silver and keep it in their homes for the possible pandemic that may come forth within the next year, started by the United States.
Whoa. Isn't it amazing how they actually know where the true culprits are located? And that's so hard for people in this country to face. You know, everybody's waving their flags and believing that we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're now the land of the fee and the home of the slave. And it just amazes me that in Russia they're being told how to protect themselves, and in this country they're actually trying to take colloidal silver off the market. I just got a message that our caller Tommy from Colorado hung up. Tommy, please call back in. We'll bring you on. We just have to cover a certain amount of information. Okay, Drew, well, all I can say is that it's very important for the people to face what's going on. And as we've talked about on your show as well, it's very obvious that this, quote-unquote, swine flu is a biological warfare agent that was actually created in the United States. And this is what their main agenda is to decrease the population. And, of course, while they're doing so, to give themselves an excuse to put Americans into quarantine if they do not agree to take the shots, et cetera, et cetera. But please also tell the listeners what you were telling me about different soldiers in regards to the vaccination issue.
Oh, I have several here, and not just one or two. I've got some Marines that are on Marine Security Guard duty around the world, about six of them from six different embassies, plus a gunnery sergeant at Paris Island and a staff sergeant at Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. All of these men have come forth and said vaccinations are going gangbusters, and what is it going to take to cleanse our system of these vaccinations that, as Dr. Carley said, 6,000 men in the military committed suicide in 2005, advised Dr. Carley that a lot of military women have been committing suicide in the military because they've been raped by fellow soldiers. It hasn't happened in the Marine Corps yet. And matter of fact, no woman Marine has been raped in the Marine Corps, but there have been many Air Force and Army women have been raped by their fellow soldiers, and it has been well advised that these soldiers were under some hallucinogenic that caused them to perform these acts, and that's been what they've been bringing forth, is that it was some uncontrollable urge to commit this horrendous crime against a woman, an American woman, a fellow soldier. So, Dr. Carley, these men are coming forth and saying, how can I clean my system and get my body right again?
Well, first of all, I just want to comment that Congress, those traitors and the district criminals always do, they had hearings on these issues, especially the rapes being done by soldiers on their fellow soldiers that were women. And it was actually stated by one of the people in those hearings that I watched that a female soldier was more likely to be raped by her fellow soldier than she was to be injured by gunfire. And what I want people to realize, this is no accident. They are creating these situations. I encourage all the listeners to get the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Dr. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R. The only place I know that you can get this book is from thinktwice.com. And this is a book that explains how vaccinations damage the hypothalamus of the brain, and this is the reason that people become violent. As a matter of fact, Dr. Coulter discusses Ted Bundy, serial killer, and his vaccination history. So this is no accident. These people are being made to do what they do, and it's not just vaccines. They have all kinds of ways that they're causing people to become violent. As a matter of fact, as my fellow researcher Patrick Jordan has brought forward, rabies virus is key in this because rabies not only causes aggression but hypersexuality. And he's going to be on my show for the next 2 weeks. I encourage you all to listen to those shows. And they're putting rabies virus in human vaccines. This is all being done on purpose, people. That's what you have to realize. As far as detoxifying, there's certain things you have to do. With the military, they've been exposed to so many toxins. There's a lot of things you have to do to detoxify. And that's what I do with people is do consults for them to teach them how to do these things. But the point of the fact, the main thing people have to realize is that all of this is happening on purpose. They're destroying the military's health and their reputations when they come home and kill their families, when they also rape their fellow soldiers. Imagine the shame involved in that. This is being done on purpose, people. That's what you have to face. Okay, I better get to some of our callers. We have Tommy from Colorado. Are you there, Tommy?
Yes. Yes, I'm here, Doctor. Sorry, my phone lost service the first time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask you about was the colloidal silver that Drew was just talking about.
Yes.
And I found the article that the Russian newspaper, the Pravda, published.
You did?
Okay,
if you found an English translation, please send that to me. Very
okay.
Important. I need to put that on my website. Please send that to me at drcarly@gmail.com. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, and I quote, it says, if you do take colloidal silver, make sure you also consume yogurt on a regular basis because the colloidal silver may also destroy the good bacteria in the intestines. You've mentioned colloidal silver probably 1,000,000,000 times on your show before, and you've never said anything like that. In your experience, is that what you do? Do you supplement the probiotics in your intestines as well while taking colloidal silver?
Well, I first of all, yogurt is made out of milk. Almost all milk, even organic milk, has bovine leukemia virus, so I don't use yogurt. Okay, so that's first of all.
Carly, may I interrupt here? My girlfriend in Simferopol, Russia, says that you can augment that according to her prescription with probiotic ingredients, which she highly recommends anybody that's on colloidal silver to be off colloidal silver for 1 day and then begin a probiotic and do that for several days to put the natural ingredients back into your system that she highly recommends. She does not recommend, as a doctor, she does not recommend that you stay on colloidal silver on a daily basis for more than 4 days.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with her. What I teach my clients, especially here in America with a K, where we're being sprayed with chemtrails that have mycoplasma, morgellons, and God only knows what else. What I teach my clients to do is to take colloidal silver every day in a small amount. As far as I'm concerned, you want to get a loading dose into your body so that you'll be protected from these organisms. And then you can take probiotics on the side. And the only thing is you don't take them at the same time. If you take colloidal silver in the morning, you can take probiotics at night, because the only problem that you're going to have with colloidal silver is, especially if it's in high parts per million, it can kill some of the good bacteria in your gut. But when you compare that to what they're spraying on us and injecting into us, it's a small thing. So that's what I would do if I was the listeners. But the take-home message is that you need to take colloidal silver, especially if you get sick. If you get sick and you've never taken it, then you have to take it in very high doses over a period of days. But then it is important to take probiotics as well. You don't want to take probiotics at the same time as you take the colloidal silver, because the probiotics have good bacteria. And the good bacteria will be killed by the colloidal silver as well. So you just take them separately. So that's what I would do if I was the listeners. Go ahead, Drew.
She comes back and she says, kudos to Dr. Carly. Her reference for 4 days was for people that had were full in a full-fledged sickness, and for them not to take any probiotics until after they've had the colloidal silver for 4 days. And then, as you suggested, colloidal silver in the morning, probiotics in the evening is an ideal situation.
Okay, great. I agree with that. Okay, we have Jim from let me just say this. Tommy in Colorado, any other questions or comments?
No, I just wanted to know if you did take the dose that you said, like a baseline, just to get it in your system, is it necessary to do probiotics in the evening, or is it only if you have, like, if you're taking large quantities?
I take both. I take colloidal silver in the morning. I take probiotics at night. That's what I do. Unless you're having some kind of a digestive upset or things of that nature, you're going to know if you need probiotics. You're going to have digestive problems. As I said, I don't recommend the yogurt because of the problems with the milk. I don't take any milk products. The bottom line is you're not going to hurt yourself if you take the colloidal silver. Probiotics, in addition, is a very good thing. It's only going to help you. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll bring on Jim from Georgia. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is military disabled by vaccinations, but being enlightened thanks to the efforts of Drew Raines, a Marine that's on the line with me. And let me just ask if we have any further comments from our caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, Dr. Carly. Hi, this is Jim in Georgia. Listening to the show on this pleasant Saturday afternoon. Antibiotics that you're referencing, they wouldn't be items that are covered to be banned, would they, by the Codex Almatarius that kicks in this year, would they?
Yes, they are.
Wait. You're talking about colloidal silver?
No, ma'am. I backed this this colloidal silver.
No, the probiotics, Dr. Carly.
That's going to be banned by Codex if they're allowed to get away with that. But colloidal silver is under its own separate attack.
I was listening to you, and of course, I love listening to you and Alexander Jones and Dr. Ott. But this is the first time I heard about the probiotics, and I was like, I better call in because I think it would be important for myself to find out, or the listeners to know, that these probiotics are under attack by these global elite to further attack our health and everything. So I thought that would be an important point to bring up to the listeners about the Codex Almatarius and reference.
Everything nutritional, everything from God, everything natural is being attacked by these traitors in the District of Criminals. They are trying to make us only get them by prescription. And, of course, any white coat that gives you a prescription for the supplement will lose their license. The license is a control mechanism. That's how they keep the doctors to continue to only create disease and cure nothing. So that's what people have to realize. And this is a personal issue for me. I have been on the firing line for 12 years because of what I do. I've gone through a lot of persecution. What people have to realize is that the doctors that are standing up for your right to have health and become, a self-sustaining person in regards to doing your own thing, you have to support those doctors. Not only that, but the District of Criminals is trying to make health insurance a mandatory thing. If they pass that law, and they've already done it in Massachusetts, you suffer a tax, not a violation, but you have to suffer a tax time if you don't have health insurance. If you have health insurance, they're going to force you to get mandatory mammograms, mandatory colonoscopies, mandatory whatever they want you to do, get your DNA, submit it to the government so that they can craft a biological weapon against you individually if they wish to do so. This is what they're doing.
Yep, turn us into cattle, Dr. Carly. You're exactly right. Well, Dr. Carly, God bless you. I'm going to get off so I don't tie up the line for other callers. And, again, I look forward to talking to you again. And I just wanted to let you know I really appreciate what you're doing, informing and educating us on how we can protect our lives in more ways than one.
Well, thank you so much. But the main thing I'm trying to make people to realize is get out of the fear mode. We have a constitutional right, as Drew said. Now, I know that Minion President Bush actually made a statement that the Constitution is just a piece of paper, and all of these other minions are doing things that let us know that that's what they assume, but it's not. This is the basis of our government, and once enough of us stand up and say, we are not going to take this anymore. That's why I encourage all of you to download that book, The Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, on drcarly.com. It has the constitutional law that tells you as to why this blood assault is not legal. And I have many copies of that, and if they come to my door, I'm going to educate the sheriff or the police or the military, whoever comes here. And I'm going to tell them, either shoot me between the eyes and kill me, or take this information and educate yourself. Because they are killing you and your family as well. This is an educational thing. And the very wonderful thing that's happening is that we're connecting with people like Drew Raines, a Marines disquisition. He's, you know, connecting with Marines and other military all over the world. We have Greg Everson on this network right before me, a prior sheriff, or state trooper, excuse me. We have Sheriff Mack, who's been a guest on my show before, a sheriff that's trying to educate sheriffs as to the fact that they are the final line of defense against this country. We have lots of people that are going to stand up for the right thing. And that's what we have to do, is connect with those people and to educate others in those groups and let them know you do not have to sell your soul. You can do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, you'll be rewarded by your own health and your family's health. If you go
absolutely, Doctor. And I just want to let you know that, you know, yes, there's a lot of people in the American Resistance Movement out here across this country, and we're standing ready, and we will not allow ourselves to be vaccinated, ourselves, our neighbors, or our families. Forced vaccinations, forced roundups. You know, as you said, we'll die on our feet before we live on our knees and allow ourselves to be herded like cattle by these global elites. Thank you so much, Doctor. I'm going to keep listening to the rest of your show, and God bless
okay.
you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. We're going to a break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is the military disabled by vaccinations, with my special guest, Marine Drew Raines. And we're talking about various topics. I hope you're all enjoying the show. Please feel free to call in if you have any questions. I got a message on my computer. I'm asked to repeat the name of the book by Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R. His book is Vaccinations, Social Violence, and Criminality. And this book explains how vaccinations damage the hypothalamus of the brain and cause people to become violent and criminals. Now, when you add the rabies aspect into this, this is a whole other issue. I've discussed this on prior shows. They're now putting rabies virus into human vaccines, and I encourage all of you to watch the movie Quarantine, and you'll see where we're going. They're going to create cannibalistic ghouls by the rabies vaccine. That is what they're doing. Okay, I'm getting a question to give out the toll-free number to call in with questions. It is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, or you can also Skype the station at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, R-B-N, Live. Okay, Drew, any comments?
Yeah, I have a great comment from Harris L. Coulter in the book that you just gave out. I quote, crib death was so infrequent in pre-vaccination era that it was not even mentioned in the statistics. But it started to climb in the 1950s with the spread of mass vaccination against diseases of childhood. And what's sad about that is even Jonas Salk came out in the 1990s and said that of his own polio vaccine, nearly all polio outbreaks since 1961 were caused by his oral polio vaccine, unquote.
Yes, and that's actually why they took the oral polio vaccine off the market in the state. Of course, what did they do? Did they throw it in the garbage? No, they sent it to third world countries. Yes, that's what they do. And
you're right on. I got an IM from a Marine in Africa who says who came up and says polio here in Africa is so widespread because of the oral vaccine. It would amaze Americans to know that a polio is alive and well in this part of the world
because of the oral polio vaccine. What are they doing with the oral polio vaccine? They're putting polio, live polio virus, onto a sugar cube. A sugar cube actually decreases your immune system response. It's like eating a candy bar. It's going to shut down your immune system for about 4 hours, and they're telling you to swallow it. And that's what giving the people the polio. As a matter of fact, I have a few news reports from various people in Africa that are saying they don't want to take the polio vaccine. They don't trust the polio vaccine. They believe that it's actually being used as a weapon of genocide. And so what's happening is that we have our missionaries going to these other countries. They have no clue what they're doing. The missionaries always have a syringe in their backpack. One of the things that they're spreading is disease by inoculation. And they don't even know how they're being used. There are so many levels to the onions.
Exactly. And genetically modified food is being forced down the throats around the world, but there are countries that are saying no. And Russia, i.e. those of you that don't like Russia, you don't like the Soviet, those former Soviet states, they have outlawed genetically modified foods in countries like the Ukrainian and Russia itself, to the point where you better not be caught with genetically modified seeds going into Russia, because they will put you in jail.
And isn't it sad, Drew, that here in the United States of America with a K, that our very representatives are the ones that are forcing this on the people, and criminals like Monsanto, which is actually a biowarfare agency, are forcing their genetically engineered Terminator seeds on the public, and they're actually bringing lawsuits against farmers that have their crops contaminated with genetically modified seeds, and accusing them of stealing their technology. I mean, it's so bizarre. But that's what's happening, and that's why people have to wake up here and do what they have to do. Okay, I'm getting a message. We have Tom from Tennessee. Are you there, Tom?
My question is this. You were talking about colloidal silver. What is the amount that you take on a daily basis to keep yourself sick, keep from getting sick?
Well, colloidal silver is measured in parts per million, and the type that I take that I make from my generator is 10 parts per million. There's many different parts per million that you can get. If you go above 10 parts per million, then it's even more important that you do the probiotics, because the colloidal silver can kill good bacteria in your gut. Of course, I don't give medical advice. I just tell people what I would do if I was them. But that's the main thing that I would get out there. You don't need more than 10 parts per million if you're going to take it on a regular basis, and especially with this flu pandemic that they're causing that was created in the laboratory. If you nebulize it, if you breathe it in, that's certainly going to be enough.
Okay, so you don't measure it by an ounce or a teaspoon or anything like that?
Well, no, because it depends on how many parts per million you're taking. There's different products that have different parts per million. Some products have 3 parts per million. There's others that have 500 parts per million. So you have to read the label.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, let me chime in here, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard several callers mention this. But I would like for all of you to start networking with your friends and relatives, especially those that are in the services. I have several gunnery sergeants that have come in and advised me to let you all know, profess to you that you need to network with your family and especially your sons and daughters who are going into the military to advise them of what you're learning on Dr. Carley's show, because there's so many people out here that don't know the truth. You may not realize that your neighbor down the street has a son or daughter going into the military, or a grandson or granddaughter that is even serving. But you need to network. If you don't network and you just hide this information to yourself, you're not helping America by just keeping the knowledge to yourself. It's like the old movie back in the 70s or 80s called Network. You know, I've had enough. Many of you have heard me on my show rant and rave and scream. I don't scream in the sense that I'm mad at anybody. I scream because I'm frustrated with the American people not networking to tell fellow relatives and friends what's going on and what the truth is and how Dr. Carley is out here. She works as a consultant. And if you've got a large group at a church, you need to figure out a way to find the funds to bring Dr. Carley to your church to get the first-hand information on what to do for your congregation. Am I not right?
Well, that's one of our problems, Drew, is that the churches have sold out, just like every other group has in most cases. They're actually giving vaccine clinics in many churches, and that's what people have to realize. But I wanted to ask you, in terms of what's going on with the military right now with the vaccinations, I think that when we had a prior conversation off the air, you told me there are some soldiers now that are refusing inoculations. Is that true?
Well, the sad part about that is there's a large number of Marine Air Wing personnel who are refusing vaccination. Just this other day, we had two die. The captain, a female officer of the United States Marine Corps, refused to take a vaccination, and citing the number of reports from medical doctors around the United States, and she quoted your information when she refused to take the vaccination. She quoted information directly from our first show and presented handwritten documents from books that that she got from your show and several other quotes from not one, two, or three, but from over 30 doctors who are against vaccinations. And within the last 4 days, she was killed in a tragic helicopter crash along with her first lieutenant. Now, Dr. C, we've got officers standing up, and all of a sudden they're making waves. So are they dying because of an accident, or is that an accident that was forced to happen?
Well, I would say I smell a rat big time with that situation. That is disgusting.
We have many of you have seen the movie NCIS, where there's a gunnery sergeant, United States Marine, a force recon sniper, who heads that show up. And in all honesty, ladies and gentlemen, there is a gunnery sergeant in the NCIS quietly investigating this tragic accident on his cell phone because he's worried that the affluent, quote, the affluent elitists are in such control that they're now killing our military who are standing up for the truth, and it needs to be brought forth. Otherwise, our military are going to be out there on the front line of the fodder. And I'm getting this not from just one gunnery sergeant who is a former gunnery sergeant working as a civilian in NCIS. I'm getting this from officers and enlisted ranks around the world, not from privates and PFCs, from staff sergeants all the way to sergeant majors and all ranks in between, as well as a couple of four-star generals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a nobody. I'm just a former United States Marine, just like any Marine has ever served, whether he served 18 months or 10 years or retired with 30. And there's a bunch of these guys that are retired 30 years that have major decorations, served in Vietnam and Gulf War I and Gulf II, and they are retiring, and they see what's going on. Many Marines that are devastated from Agent Orange, from Vietnam, they're asking questions about how many Americans have died after Gulf War I, when we didn't even lose 30 men in Gulf War I, but we've lost 300,000 since the war ended. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with the number of babies that are born out there with problems because of what was done to our military in Gulf War I? The American military needs to wake up and understand they're on the front line of the fodder. They're being the fodder for these affluent elitists who are killing us for their power. And, Dr. Carley, I have one senior officer who has told me that these affluent elitists, they are so arrogant that they feel, even though only 4% of the American people will wake up, they think that 4% is not going to be strong enough to bring forth the devastation. And this particular general says that 1789 French Revolution will look like a church social compared to what will be brought forth, and not the guillotines, but the hangman noose that is prevalent in American history, and the firing squad will be on a daily basis at the county courthouses, and it will start at the top, and it will go all the way down to the girl that works the computer that just has so much apathy that she could care less about what she's doing in her job function because she doesn't care. All she cares about is that paycheck.
Well, you've taken my breath away. I totally agree with what you're saying. What I promote is an evolution of consciousness. I realize that we're getting to some very interesting times. This whole idea of a revolution, I also realize that's exactly what the minions want, because as soon as there's any outbreak amongst the citizens, they're going to bring down their weapons of mass destruction. I mean, they have technology. They can read the newspaper that you're reading, you know, from their satellites. So what we have to do is wake people up and make them realize what's going on, and for people to stand up in a gigantic way and basically say they're not going to take it anymore. I encourage all of you to watch the movie V for Vendetta. Maybe we all have to get masks and just go out into public in a major way and say, we know what you're doing. It's very interesting because in that movie they even talk about the bird flu and how there were biological weapons used against the people. There's more truth in the movies than there is in the mainstream media on television. But, yes, it's going to get very interesting, and that's why we have to wake up enough people, a critical mass.
I have an IM here from a master gunnery sergeant, Force Recon, who says that Drew's right. However, we pray every day before we go to bed, not just to Chesty Puller and Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, but we pray to our Creator that there will not be a revolution, a vast destruction. But we also know that the affluent elitists are striving to bring forth the destruction around the world.
Yeah.
Therefore, we have to stand up at some point with the people, for the people. Otherwise, the people will perish.
Well, I agree with you. You see, I'm talking about the public citizens. The military that took an oath to protect the Constitution from any enemies from within, that's another ball game. Go for it, boys and girls, okay? That's your job. You now know where the enemy lives. They live in the District of Criminals. As a matter of fact, I was listening to C-SPAN today, and Joe Biden was on there talking about how he is a Zionist. He actually said, I am a Zionist. He has taken an oath to protect Israel. What's up with that? And it's not just Israel. There are many Luciferians that are involved in this New World Order. The Zionists that are not even Jews, they are actually Luciferians. The Synagogue of Satan, as it talks about in the Bible. High-level Masons, high-level Jesuits, high-level Mormons. These people that worship Lucifer, that have an agenda to bring us into the New World Order. Those are the enemy. That's what we have to face. And that is what's going on, and that is my opinion, but I've researched it quite extensively. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where my special guest has been Drew Raines of the www.amd.elequity.com. I encourage you all to go to his website. Listen to the archives of the shows that I've done with him. You'll find those on the left-hand side of his website. Drew, finish it up. We were talking during the break. Tell listeners anything you want to share.
Yeah, as we go off, I mean, this is the last thing I've got to say. I want to thank Larissa in Russia. I want to thank Doug in Northern Ireland. I want to thank Megan in Australia. And I want to thank Bobby in New Zealand. These people know what's going on. They're rebroadcasting RBN over their networks out there outside the country. As I'm getting an IM from Venezuela and Costa Rica, Americans who are expatriated living in other countries, as well as the foreigners, I shouldn't say foreigners, I should say the citizens of these other countries, they're getting educated, they know what the truth is, and they're tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, what have you done today for your country? What have you done to network with your friends? Florence Ellingwood Allen said in 1962, quote, "Liberty cannot be caged into a character or handed on ready-made to the next generation. Each generation must recreate liberty for its own times. Whether or not we establish freedom rests with ourselves." Florence Ellingwood Allen said that in 1962. She was born in 1884 and died in 1966, a staunch constitutionalist. And the old French aphorism, constitutions are made of paper, but George Bush, bayonets are made of steel.
Well, Drew, let me just quote the following. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. It is the only thing that ever has. And as we join the military together with the healthcare professionals that have a conscience, with others that know what's going on, it's going to be really funny how it all works out. And all of those Illuminati that are just believing that they've already taken care of business, it's a done deal, there's nothing we can do, I suspect that it's going to go a little different than they have planned.
I agree 100%. I really do. I mean, the American Medical Association in 2005 stated that 120,000 people died every year by medical malpractice in the United States of America alone. And the big problem that I see out there, Dr. Carley, is that around the world, we've got less than 3,000 people worldwide with this so-called swine flu, and yet they're calling it a verge of a pandemic. We've got more people dying every year in the United States of just ordinary flu that they're calling that they're bringing forth. And I think that this mass vaccination that the government is planning for August and September is going to bring about a major pandemic of flu in September, October, and November, when the, quote, real flu season is supposed to have. But my point is that it's a false flag event, and people, you need to get prepared, you need to network, you need to study the remedies that Dr. Carley has, what herbalists have in their back pockets to help save your physical being, your mental being, and your soul. Because God gave us the remedies. We don't need big pharma. We don't need genetically modified foods. We're killing ourselves if we believe that medical doctors are giving us the best. You're killing ourselves if you think you're getting food out of a can that you buy at the store instead of growing it yourself.
And as a matter of fact, the most important thing you have to do is stay away from the white